Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Thanks, sir. Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I heard these words a moment ago. I can go ahead and speak them in English, or I can speak in tongues and interpret. But he said this, put your trust in me. In me shall you trust. I shall deliver you from all kinds of lust. I understand that you're made out of dust. But rise up, said the Lord of hosts, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. For you live in the last time, but I have chosen you to live in the divine. So in the Spirit begin to flow, and I'll take you places you don't even know. I cause the seed in you to grow. Yea, yea. For the world is filled with darkness, saith the Lord. I've chosen you to speak as a two-edged sword. I've chosen you to be the light, the salt, and the blessing to mankind. So rise up, saith the Lord. Obey me, and you'll not come behind, for there in me is no lack. If you see lack, attack your lack. Throw seed at it. Take the word of the living God, which has been tried in the furnace of the earth. Put it in your spirit, man, and miracles shall be birthed. For all through my word is recorded miracles, miracles of sinful man. They were not special. They were no different from you. But their heart I had, my will they wanted to pursue. They were not afraid of what man would say or man would do. They kept their eyes on me, and I brought them through. Well, isn't the Lord good? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tonight we're going to speak on some things that's very significant. People see me with this red rag, they know I'm going to talk about the good fight of faith. Everybody say good fight. Now, understand something. You know, we use it as the matador, you know, in front of the bull. It's amazing what gets people chasing stupid stuff. I call him a dumb bull. He's chasing something that can't hurt him. Huh? Except it extracts all of his energy, all of his focus, all of his time fighting something that's not even his enemy. If I ask you, what is a faith fight? Most Christians couldn't tell you. Faith is a choice. Say it out loud, faith is a choice. If I told you, I don't know what land is, let's say it's 3,000 acre around here, maybe 3,000 to 5,000. I said, there's right down here, they're selling land for $100 an acre. Now you've got a choice, to believe me or not believe me. You look at me and say, well, Brother Dale's never lied to me. You look at my integrity, and you make a decision to believe that or not believe it, even though it may sound ridiculous. Someone in stage 4 cancer, you say, by stripes you healed. Well, that's ridiculous. Unless you choose the integrity of God that said it. So faith is a choice. We're going to say a lot of things about faith tonight. I can name this confession brings possession. I can name this decree a thing that shall be established. I can name this sermon the speaking side of faith. I can name this sermon, you know, the spirit of faith. So you just choose whatever title you want. Because I'm going to serve you the whole buffet. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Open your Bible tonight, if you would, please. To 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. As we get started, I just want to just give you a little illustration. Wife, come up here and bring me the buckets. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? I said, isn't God good? Thank you, Lord. I'd like to use a volunteer. You right there, you look like alfalfa. Would you come here, buddy? I like alfalfa. let's use this brother over here. Would you come, please? Now, this is my first wife. She won't let me have a second wife. Just kidding, folks. Lighten up. It's Sunday night. And it's amazing. For example, when you get up in the morning, you say, good morning, Lord, or good Lord, this morning. You put in the word more than just the word. Take the word goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. That means we enjoyed your visit and come again. But if I say goodbye, I mean I can't stand you and don't come back. Same word. You put in, what is cursing? It's filling up the word with shame, degradation. We're just pretending now. This is a demon. He's not. He's not. Pretend. And alfalfa's an angel. He not either. Anyway. Let's just say I said to my wife, honey, I love you. You're the best thing ever happened to me. I'm filling up this bucket with good things. And the angel takes it to her. Now, when the angel goes, the demon will follow. Now, I said, I love you. You're wonderful. You're the best thing ever happened to me. Now, watch her response. She said she couldn't stand me. That's got to be of the devil. Bring me that demon bucket. Go home to your mama.
Sounds good to me.
Let's let them sit down a while, okay? Give them a hand clap. Without realizing it, that's what we do. We fill buckets up with words that enable angels, Psalm 103, they're strong in strength, and take heed and carry out the voice of the word. But so do demons. They carry out the bad words. Huh? The Bible said, don't cast your pearls before the swine. They'll rear up and render you. They'll use your own words against you. Every time I get ahead, something breaks down. Huh? When it rains, it pours. Now, listen to me carefully. We live in a fallen, negative world. And when you speak positive, you irritate people. You do. If someone asks you, what kind of preacher are you? I say, well, I'm a good one. But I'm a word of faith preacher. I wouldn't listen to anything else. Facebook has never healed the sick, never called the lame to walk, but it sure caused the dumb to speak. I thought that was good. Some of the stupidest stuff. People say, true prosperity is in poverty. Really? Really? God has broken me so he can heal me. If you do that to your child, they'll lock you up. It's amazing what comes from the pulpit. This gives Satan access to people. It's amazing what comes out of people's mouths that gives Satan access. And they don't even realize it. Have you found 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13? We having the same spirit of faith, if I say spirit of faith, now, just before I get too excited, spirit of fear, spirit of faith. Spirit of fear, spirit of faith. Both of them talk. Both of them talk. Having the same spirit of faith, according to it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Anytime you actually really believe, speaking goes with it. The word of faith is believe in your heart, confess it with your mouth. Oh, you're one of them name it and claim it and blab it and grab it. Yep, that's me. You ought to join us. I'd rather grab it, blab it and grab it, as doubt it and without it. In the first century, Christianity was called the Great Confession. The word confession just means say the same thing. God's trying to get you to say the same thing he said. Let the weak say, I'm getting weaker by the day. Huh? No, no. Anybody can talk negative. It takes faith to speak positive in a negative situation. He said, so you can accept. So listen, I'm smarter than you think. I got several examples I want to give you tonight. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I have believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. We're not failing so much on the believing side as we are on the speaking side. In Mark the 11th chapter, where Jesus taught the great sermon on faith, have the God kind of faith. Say to that tree, or say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast to sea, shall not doubt, and shall not believe those things he saith. The word saith there is Lego. How many of you ever heard of Lego? Anybody? Little toys you put together? That's where they got that. It means building blocks. God uses your words as building blocks. God needs your cooperation on the earth. It was the will of God for Zechariah to have a baby and name him John. But God couldn't get it done until he shut his mouth. A lot of things God can't get done in your life because people are talking contrary. Now listen to me. I'm smarter than you think. Jesus was the best at offering in the gifts. He was the best. And yet in his own hometown, there he could do no mighty works. Mighty works are gifts. You can't raise the dead with general faith. General healing won't heal everything. General healing will not heal everything. It'll take, some things take the gift of healing, such as a fatal disease like cancer. It takes the gift of healing. Now, general faith, it'll heal headache, stomachache, joint disorder, this thing. But when it comes to a fatal disease, it takes either the gift of healing or gift of faith. And if you're surrounded by unbelief, it takes 10 times more attaboy to edify one slanderous word to a son. And so Jesus would lead people out of town to pray for them. Peter would run people out of the room. Several years ago, my mom has gone on to be with the Lord 8 years ago. But 2 or 3 years before she went to heaven, she had a spell. She's in the hospital, and they put her in the death room. In the death room. And she said to my wife, call Brother DeCesar, preacher that we knew. And so he came there to, and I'm telling you, brother, a man of faith can empty a hospital room. He came in there and told her what was wrong with her. God's going to heal her, and she's going to live. Well, you know, they got mad at him. Well, how does he know what's wrong with her? Who is he? See, we, as faith people, irritate them, but they irritate us. A lot of times, Christians who actually know how to believe God, they sound cocky and arrogant. But it's really the spirit of faith talking. I'll show it to you in a few moments. And so she lived, I know, a few more years. She had another spell. I think she's 89 or 80 when this happened. She's in Oklahoma City. She actually died twice. We brought her back. I asked the Lord to give me another year. She lived another 6 months or so. And I said, Lord, this is selfish of me, holding her here while she wants to go home, so I just let her go. And so a little while after, she went home with the Lord. Now, what I want you to get at, while we brought her back twice to three times, some of my siblings got mad at me. It is amazing how faith people and positive people irritate carnal people. Who does he think he is? I know him. That's a carpenter's son. So if you're going to get punished for it, you might as well do it with both barrels. We believe, therefore we speak. Speak. We're not missing it so much on the believing side as we are the saying side. Now there's times I know I believe God, and he died. So I questioned the Lord. He said, well, son, on this particular occasion, you believe in God for this man in Georgia to live. He said, he's praying to go home. You're praying to keep him here. Y'all need to get together. Genesis says he made us a living soul. You look that up. It means a speaking spirit. A speaking spirit. We're the only creation God ever made that has the right to speak our own words and fill them with what we want to fill them with. Angels have the capacity. They don't have the authority. The only one that ever chose to speak words on his own got canned. So you don't know how privileged you are. You can frame your future with your own sayings. I'm going to quote Romans 3:3. He said, what if some do not believe? Does that make the faith of God a non-effect? God forbid. He said that thy sayings might be justified. In the middle of unbelief, it can slow you down, but it can't stop you concerning you. Now, listen to me carefully. They were in the wilderness, and they got slowed down until all the old ones died off. But the people who spoke faith, listen to them. Everybody, we're going to die out here. We're going to die out here. We're going to die out here. They were disobedient, wouldn't listen, wouldn't take instruction. He'd tell them, don't go out, you know, on the Sabbath day. They went out on the Sabbath day. He said, don't get no more, just what you can take. They doubled up, they got worms in it. Some of Satan's best workers are preachers that don't know how to believe right. And they'll say, well, God broke my leg to save me. Now, how many here wants a wife you have to chain in the basement while you're gone so she won't use your credit card? God ain't going to break your leg. Huh? It's amazing what's told on him. So the fight of faith, listen to me, is a word fight. It is a seed fight. It is a thought fight. It's an imagination fight. You don't fight the devil with fists. You don't pull your six-shooter. Not a gun fight, not a fist fight. It's a word fight. If you ask most preachers, they don't even know that. It's a word fight. When Satan met Jesus on the Mount of Temptation, it was a word fight. Look at this. You're hungry. Turn these stones into bread. Jesus said, he reached over Deuteronomy, grabbed some words, loaded it up his mouth, said, it is written. Three times. It is written. It is written. So when you, I know you don't think this way, but when you face a trial, you ought to load your mouth with good things. Huh? Invariably, when people are under attack, they won't tell you how sick they are. They know the doctor's name, got him on speed dial. They can tell you what kind of medication they're taking. They say, you don't see a scar? I believe I'll just pass. Huh? They don't realize they're refilling themselves with the mountain. He didn't tell us to climb the mountain. I talk to preachers all the time. How are you doing? Well, the Lord's got me in the wilderness. I said, that's funny. He got me out. They get mad at me. When they ask me, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing great. What? You're not struggling? No. No. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. A lot of people's trouble is they shoot themselves in the foot. Four times more saying in Mark the 11th chapter than there is praying. Pray one time, say four times. So you ought to talk to your leg. Leg, straighten up. Be well, be strong. Lungs, be clear. Brain, be sharp. I go around talking to myself, they'll lock me up. Ask me, a lot of people don't talk. Positive, they're afraid of what people think. But you ought to come to a place you don't care what people think. Let me show you how arrogant this sounds. Sounds arrogant. Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, He's my rock, my sword, I'm paraphrasing, my sword, my shield. Huh? 1,000 will fall over here, 10,000 over here, but it won't touch me. That's the spirit of faith talking. Now take it over in our time. Everybody in the county sick. Flu going around everywhere. Fear said, why, you lava catch that Hong Kong flu? It hadn't even been to Hong Kong. Gonna get that bird flu, huh? Nah, I'll just pass it on by. I'll never be broken of them in my life. I'll never have any lack as long as I live. How can you say that? I'm seeking by the spirit of faith. You ought to break yourself. Psalm says, Lord, set a watch over my mouth. Set a watch over my mouth. You ought to break yourself from griping, murmuring, complaining. Amen. That's worth coming to church. Combing your hair, putting your teeth in, coming on to church. Murmuring and complaining, according to Corinthians, allows the destroyer to come in and destroy. I don't care if you live under a bridge, y'all. Thank God for the bridge. I thought that was good. Murmuring and complaining opens the door up because you're planting seeds in your heart. Your own heart will produce. You don't even want. He didn't tell you to climb the mountain. He said, tell the mountain to move. Be a mountain mover, not a climber. And so we have wonderful songs. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. But the last verse, I'm weak and poor, and I can't fit at home in this world anymore. So you just filled your bucket with weak and poor. Now, some of them are good, but you have to be careful. Huh? One of my favorites. I'm so tired and so weary. Oh, but I must travel on. Tired and weary. Tired and weary. Here's another one. Here the labor is so hard and the workers were so tired. That'll crank your motor. Y'all tired and I'm getting back on the platform. Does it pay to talk positive in a negative way? It does. It sets your future. How did you get saved? You believed in your heart, confessed with your mouth. Your confession made unto salvation. Now I'm going to quote you Timothy 6 and 12. Fight the good fight of faith. So it's a fight to this. Because the whole world is trying to suck you in to talk the way they talk. Huh? So say, how you doing? I'm doing great. Oh, no. Tell me how you really doing. Doing wonderful. No, you know you're not that wonderful. How is it? Yeah. They're digging for dirt. They're putting pressure on you. Satan puts pressure on you, to undo. See, I'm in Indiana, and I just prayed for a pastor. I won't mention his name, but he'd had back trouble for 2 or 3 years, and had got on painkillers. It's about 10 years ago. And he said, man, I don't believe in these painkillers. He says, why don't you pray for me? We prayed, and the power of God filled that office. Brother, it hit him. He shouted, walked right out of the office. People said to him, how you doing? He said, terrible, terrible. Back's just killing me. We just got through praying. See, if you don't have no confidence in your prayer, somewhere, Mark 11, 23, you got to believe you receive and you shall have. If you keep wanting it to happen, wanting God to heal you, wanting God to heal you, wanting God, you never believe that He already did. Amen. Don't get mad at me. If I say I love Brother Dale, that's kind of weak. So Romans the 10th chapter, verse 6, it says, faith speaketh on this wise. So faith talks. Actually, if your faith doesn't talk, it's called dead faith. Book of James, he said, faith out of action is dead. Next chapter talks about the tongue. The next chapter. And so he's trying to emphasize here, faith speaks, faith talks. Did not Jesus talk to trees? Did he not talk to the wind? He talked to a fever. Can a fever hear? It can. Well, a fever can hear, so can cancer. Everything you see, physical, came out of the spirit realm. Everything was created with light be. So if it's created by words, it'll respond to words. So we're in a word fight. We're in a seed fight. We're in a thought fight. We're in an imagination fight. Understand something, folks. Your brain is not your mind. Your brain is the cavity which your mind operates through. In hell, the rich man still had his mind. Your mind's part of your soul that goes with your spirit wherever it goes. It actually has the capacity to touch the physical realm and the spiritual realm. You know how you become spiritual? You get spiritual-minded. Huh? Amen. So, does talking this way irritate people? It does. Job, he said that you can't prove anywhere in the book of Job that he didn't even know there was a devil. He probably didn't even know there was a devil. Job's the first book ever written. He said, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. Why? I said, why don't you just curse him and die? He said, shut up, woman. I'm going to trade you off and give me a good one. Just kidding, folks. Lighten up. But it did say in Job 22, verse 28, decree a thing, and it shall be established. When men are falling, say, the Lord will lift them up. Decree a thing. He said, when famine comes, laugh at it. When destruction comes, laugh at it. Huh? Is that what we do? As a general rule, most Christians don't. When the devil attacks, you talk to most Christians. Most preachers, and they'll tell, oh, that devil's big. Ooh, he powerful. All he has is a twisted whisper. He defeated Eve with a twisted whisper. What about all these troubles across? It's because men are yielding to him. If you stop him, like Barney Fife said, nip it in the bud. Don't give him no place. How do you give place to the devil? Bible tells us. Let no corrupt communication come out your mouth. But when you speak, let it minister grace to the hearer. What you say should build people up, not tear them down. The world's full of tearing people down. And so when you say, 1,000 to fall on my right side, 10,000 to my left, but he won't come nigh me. People think you're cocky and arrogant. Well, we got a flu epidemic. I'll not get it. I'll walk right. It won't bother me. People get mad at you. You liable to get sick. You liable to. Spirit of fear is actually faith in the wrong thing. Fear is still faith. It's just twisted. Remember the twisted seed? Satan twists his faith into fear. Well, you better be careful. Ooh, you make that devil mad. You get him stirred. Stirred up! What's wrong with you? Slap him and run him out. Huh? Don't rag on him. Huh? It's been portrayed in the Pentecostal ring. The more closer you get to God, the worse the devil. Listen. Folks, listen. Don't give him no place. He can't do anything. He can't stop me from preaching. Can't stop you from getting saved. Can't stop you from giving big offerings. moving right along. I will say of the Lord, He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my healer. He's my financier. Huh? He pays all my bills. You ought to start saying, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'll end, don't have tomorrow. Huh? God opened doors for me, no man can shut. God be for me, who can be against me? I'm more than a conqueror. See, the spirit of faith is always the spirit of success. It's always the spirit of victory. The world lacks the victim instead of victory. They'd rather milk that cow. Poor old me. You just don't know what I'm going through. I'm married to the devil. My whole in-laws are outlaws. Woo. You know, Jesus to people was arrogant. He said, you destroy this temple, and 3 days I'll raise it up. Well, who does he think he took 46 years to build this temple? He's arrogant and cocky. 3 days. The angel stood there with Mary. The angel said, he's not here. He's risen as he said. Now, the faith you have, he pointed out, having the same spirit of faith. We like to think that Elijah had great faith. You got more faith than he did. You've got the full measure of faith. He didn't. He only had faith often when the Spirit came on him. I seen one day, he's slaying prophets. The next day, he's running from the Avon lady. The faith you got dealt when you got born again, it is a measure of the God kind of faith, and God gave you enough faith to overcome everything in this life. Amen. The love you have, that's the love of God. That's God in you. It is. I said it is. He said Elijah was a man of like passion. People like to idolize that Jesus wouldn't like us. But he was tempted in all points. He was tempted to lie. He was tempted to steal. This means work with me. He was tempted in all points. In Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the good fight. Then he tells you how. With a good confession. He said Pilate stood, Jesus stood before Pilate. I never had made this connection till recently. Said Jesus stood before Pilate. Pilate was an arrogant, ruthless dictator. He killed some people and mingled their blood with the sacrifice. Now, brother, you are ruthless if you'll slaughter people at the altar. Now, Jesus came before him. And Pilate said, are you a king? Jesus said, did you say that or did the people tell you that? Now, here you are standing before the dictator. He said, don't you know that I can crucify you? Jesus said, don't you know you can't do nothing? Huh? Cancer, you can't do nothing. Poverty, you can't stop me. I'm going to jump ahead. Everybody thinks that poverty is a money problem. It's not. It's never a money problem. It's a heart and mind attitude problem. You can throw money at people that are stupid. John Wayne said this. He said, life is tough, and it's tougher if you're stupid. That's not Bible, but I better move on. So are you the only one that ever... No, the Bible's full. Take Daniel's writings, 3 Hebrew children. Jesus could have compromised. Said, oh, now Pilate, I'm sorry, you know, no. He stood there bold. Couldn't move him off his confession. Said, my kingdom not of this world. He said, if it's of this world, my soldiers would fight. Then it made Pilate nervous. He wanted to turn him loose, free him. If it wasn't for the fear pressure of the people, Pilate would have turned him loose. His wife even had a dream. She said, "Don't have nothing to do with that man. Don't have nothing to do with that man." But Jesus stood fast and held fast to his confession. We have example after example. The three Hebrew children. It was a law in the land to bow down and worship Nebuchadnezzar, the idol. I mean, you're pretty sold on yourself if you build a golden idol to yourself. Well, these three Hebrew children wouldn't bow down. So they brought them before the magistrate. He said, "When music played the flute and so forth," he said, "y'all don't need to bow down. I'm going to heat that furnace 7 times hotter." They said, "I'm going to tell you right now that we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. Whether you're able to or not, our God will deliver us. Our God will deliver us." Where'd they get that? That the fire wouldn't hurt them. Isaiah prophesied, "You walk through the fire, it won't burn you." So you need to have some word to stand on when troubles hit. Walk through the fire, it won't burn you. Go through the water, it won't drown you. The river won't overflow you. No plague come nigh thy dwelling. I remember when AIDS first began to get popular and come out, and preachers had AIDS as God's wrath, killing everybody. People's got it wrong. "Well, I tell you why that New Orleans got hit, Lord, and a bunch of homosexuals down there, and God just gave them a thumping." Have you even read the Bible? Jesus said, those people over who the Tower of Siloam fell on, killed 18 of them, you think they was worse sinners? I tell you, no. If you read that whole chapter, you'll find out he's talking about prayer. He said, "Leave that tree alone, fertilize it one more year, then if it produces, then that'll be fine." Prayer fertilizes your life. I guarantee you, I'm in the ministry today because my mom and daddy prayed. Huh? So praying and saying is important. If someone called me on the phone, matter of fact, I've done this. One particular individual, he was bleeding through his colon profusely. They rushed him to hospital, and they hooked him up, started putting blood into him. They couldn't put blood in him fast enough. So his son called me. They said, "If we don't get his blood stopped, he won't make it. Can't live. He's losing too much blood too fast, too quick." I stood up and said, "In the name of Jesus, you foul devil, take your hand off my friend. I command that blood to stop and stop now in Jesus' name." Within 15 minutes, it stopped. He's alive and well today. Did you know I didn't pray a lick? I didn't pray a lick. Never asked God to do it. What's Jesus? He said, "Get up and walk." He didn't say, "Oh Lord, if it be thy will, O God." He was more into saying than he was praying. Now, he spent hours fellowshipping God. When it comes to time to do something, he just said it. "Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk." I tell people when I pray for them, "I pronounce you healed and well." They should believe that. I said they should believe that. William Branham, the Lord told him, he said, "If you can get the people to believe in you." That sounds kind of arrogant, don't it? You got to believe in the person you listen to, or you won't receive from them. Did you know you can believe wrong? "I just believe Brother Dale's going to come by and paint my house." You can believe that all you want to. "I ain't coming." You know why? "I didn't tell you I would." In me telling you I'll come by and paint your house is the faith to bring it to pass. People are trying to get faith outside of God. You can't. Not the God kind. The God kind of faith comes from God. Listen to me carefully. Years ago, as a young lady, probably 30 years ago now, a little lady named Greta and her husband and her had let us use their trailer to house to have revival in the church, stay in their home. And a year or so went by, and she was pregnant, and she went to a bad doctor. How do you know there are some bad doctors? And she began to bleed profusely, And actually, the baby died and was dead for quite some time. I know this is gross. And so finally, they rushed her to the hospital, and we just believe in God for her to live. When you believe in God for someone to live, you ought to get some scripture like this: they shall live and not die, and perform and declare the works of the Lord. Now, I knew I believed God. I knew. I mean, this ain't. I knew I believed God, and yet she died. Found out later, the doctors gave her a muscle relaxer. And what happened is, they gave her so much muscle relaxer that her lungs collapsed. Are you listening to me? So, other people's will is involved. What other people do is involved. And so, you can't supersede what if other people are you listening to me? And so they actually killed her. But God was doing everything in his power to keep them from it. Peter got down on his knees, run out of the room. I know what he's doing when he raised the damned from the dead. If you don't hear from God in the middle of tragedy, general faith won't do it. You need to hear from him. Johnny on the spot. I call it a quickening, a rhema word. I had a niece, my wife's niece, 2 years ago. Whole revival. She grabbed me, hugged me. She said, "Hugging you is like hugging a movie star." I said, "Say a word, girl, say a word." Less than a month, she's dead. I didn't get anything from the Lord. Never got an inkling. Jesus said, "I can do nothing except I see or hear the Father do it." I don't know why he didn't tell me. He don't tell me everything. Amen. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. All I know to do is believe God with every fiber I got in me. Huh? If there's other things that's involved and it don't manifest like I think it ought to, I don't lose faith in God. Somebody else missed it. But let me key to what I'm saying. If mama's in the hospital, in the death room, all the siblings are bawling and squalling. You cannot go in there and bawl and squall with them. Huh? They'll say, "Well, Brother Dale don't care. If he cared, he'd be bawling and squalling, slinging snot like us." No, I'm believing God. So if I'm believing God, they'll live. I can't be sad. I can't talk death and can't plan their funeral. This past January, I preached a funeral for a friend of mine. We're the same age. He used to be my singer under my tent and fronted for me. I knew him since I was 8 years old, 10 years old. I knew him for 55 years. I sang in his daddy's church in McAllister, Oklahoma, when I was 10 years old. His name was Bill Bailey. And so I worked with him. He traveled with me. They called me in to pray for him. I prayed. But I could tell something I don't know. Something's going on here I don't know. And God didn't see fit to tell me. I do know some things now that I didn't know then, but I'm not going to share them with you. But people can miss God. Huh? And so I did my best praying. And before he died, they asked me to preach a funeral. Well, you can't believe God is going to live and plan to preach his funeral. So I said, "Sister, just hold that." And so I just kept believing God. Well, he went ahead and passed away. And so I preached a funeral. And that's not my cup of, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a professional funeral preacher. But in that service, almost everybody come by said, "Oh, yeah, that's a great job. That's a great job. That's a great job. Great job." I said, "Lord, why did they enjoy that so much?" He said, "Because it was real. I don't really think you ought to preach a funeral of somebody you don't even know."
when you sang together and traveled. Come on, somebody. Huh? People need what's real. And preachers need to quit being phony. Huh? We go through things. We face things. Huh? We just don't advertise them or talk about them. I'm telling you, I don't mean this wrongly, but Pentecostals are the world's worst. Y'all got any prayer requests? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember Sister Smith now? She dying of cancer. Sunday night. Remember Sister Smith now? She dying of cancer. Wednesday. Don't forget Sister Smith now. About 2 weeks of that, y'all going to kill her off. Words need to be chosen wisely. You can say they're under attack. They have some symptoms in their body. But I believe they're in full recovery. You remember the lady in the Old Testament that the prophet came by and said, you're going to have a child? She said, don't play with me. Don't play with me. She was a wealthy woman. She had a child. Later on in life, he got a headache in the field, died. Boy, she mounted her moped, filled it up with ethyl, and she blazed the trail. She got to the man of God, and he knew something was up. But God didn't tell him. See, if God don't fit to tell me something, I don't know. I was believing one time raising money for a motorhome. I had the jug on the tape table under my tent, and somebody stole that jug of my money while I'm preaching. They said, you're a prophet. Who did it? I don't know. If God don't tell you, you don't know. Huh? Don't try to make something up. He knew something. He said, what's she said, all is well. Now, she got a dead boy. So he comes by the house, lays on top of him, breathes into his mouth, raises from the dead. God evidently showed him what to do. Lay on top, breathe in his mouth. Huh? We call that resuscitation. God showed him that, brought him back to life. I've been there. It was so easy to bring my mama back. But I've been in other places, and God didn't show me nothing. I can't tell you everything because I don't know everything. But I do know this. Before you try to do something, you better hear from God. And if you find yourself full of angst and talking sickness and death, don't try to believe God. Get yourself right first. Get that stuff out of you. It's very difficult, especially a loved one. That's when you ought to call somebody else. I can pray for you when you're hurting real bad. Don't bother me at all. Don't bother me. I don't feel nothing. But brother, when you feel something, or it's your baby, or your grandbaby, come on somebody, emotions get involved. And you got to put them aside. I came home from McAllister Priest Revival. This is just before I ever married. I'm probably 18 years old. I come home. Mom was in the trailer. She bought a new trailer house. And she was in the back bedroom. It is heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching to hear your mama cry out in excruciating pain. It just does something to you. It just, because you want to do something. And so they was all having, said, brother, they'll come pray. And the Lord said, go in there, pray for her, and go to bed. The hardest thing I ever did was go in there and go to bed. I believe Jesus took a nap on the ship. See, faith relaxes. Faith believes and acts like it's so before it ever manifests. You got to learn to shout before the Jericho walls ever come down. You got to believe you heal before you are. Come on, somebody. You got to believe your debts are paid off before they're actually paid off. Your faith was given you to make that happen, but you got to believe you receive. And so, we talk different. We get ridiculed. Especially in the heat of battle. The most famous battle in the Bible. David and Goliath. Little guy whoops the big guy. Daddy told him, said, go down there and take your brother some cheese and some sandwiches. All the brothers was hiding in the foxhole where they were needed. Goliath been coming for 40 days. You bunch of cowards. Is there anybody that'll fight me? The devil's very vocal. How come you can't be vocal? David comes in. You know what they said? You naughtiness. We know the naughtiness of your heart. You just come down here to see the battle. What battle? You're in the foxhole. He said, did you hear what he said? He said, he come at me with a sword and a shield, but I come at him in the name of the Lord. This uncircumcised Philistine, I'm going to cut his head off and feed his body to the buzzards. He was 17 years old. The guy's fear is bigger than him. He said it. He said it. Because faith speaks. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something. I just got a month or two ago. Would you like to hear it? This is hot off the press. Send me $100 offering in the mail. Just kidding, folks. Hebrews 4 and 12. Can you put that on the screen? For the word of God is quick. It's alive. Powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing, dividing the sun, the spirit, the soul, the joints of our discerning thought, and intent of the heart. All things are naked to the eyes of whom we have to do. Seeing we have a great high priest, Jesus, passing to heaven, let us. Now I'm going to jump back to Romans 10:10. He said, faith talks like this. Don't bother me. Don't try to dig me up. Don't pull me back down there. The miracle's in your mouth. The word of faith is nigh thee. It's right there in your mouth. Amen. Got you on a soak cycle. So, he said, the word of God's alive. It's powerful. That's where the power is. God's watching. All things are naked. Jesus tempted in all points, yet without sin. Hold fast your confession. Then he says, come boldly to the throne. Now let me close. You can't go before God boldly unless you're convinced. Don't get mad at me, but a lot of begging, bawling and squalling, please God, is useless. When you go there, say, Father, I'm your son. I'm washed in the blood. I'm a tither. You said you rebuked the devourer off of me. You said you go before making crooked faces. Come on, somebody. You go there boldly and obtain mercy to help in a time of need. When you stand there in the fiery furnace in the Red Sea, facing Goliath, and you hang tight with your confession that puts you right in the throne room, and God is able to get grace to you to help in a time of need. Amen. We was audited by the IRS 20 years ago. He looked at our books and said, how come you give all this money away? His attitude changed. He began to say, he can't be a crook. He gives too much away. Amen. I said, amen. Should we practice what we preach? We should. So under pressure, stay positive. When it looks like it ain't working, say it's working. The mountain looks big, tell the mountain how big your God is. Amen. I said, amen. If it don't come out the way you thought it would, shove it off, go to the next. Not everybody I pray for gets healed. Not everybody I preach to gets saved. But the smart ones do. Not everybody believes Jesus. Huh? Come on, somebody. So don't let their failures. What if some do not believe? That makes the faith of God not effect? No, God forbid. Your sayings might be justified. Just keep on saying it. Let me close. people do it in the guise of wisdom in reverse all the time. Give you an example. You done at that stop sign. You seen that elm tree out there? If somebody don't cut that limb, somebody gonna have a wreck and get somebody killed. Say it again. At the coffee shop, they say it. At the grocery store, they say it. They tell their wife, you better watch out, somebody's going to get killed. 17 years later, they have a car right down there, and 4 people are killed. It took you 17 years to kill them off. People do it in the negative all the time. You do it in the positive, you sound weird. Angels will protect you. Angels will go with you. They think you're weird. Well, I may agitate them, but they agitate me. When I fed the four, at one time we had 3 warehouses feeding the four. You know what they told on me? They told on me that I was dealing drugs. That feeding the four was just a scam. I was selling drugs on the table. Yeah, you're going to upset some people. When it's not working for them, they think you're a crook. You got to develop some tough skin. Let's just figure that God has retired and turned it over to us. Don't call me back down there. I've done my part. Amen. I said amen. That's how you got saved. That's how you receive everything else from the Lord. Am I saved or not? Not. If you're saved, you see, said, Jesus, my Lord, I'm saved. You identified by the words you speak. Did y'all get anything tonight? Can I shock you? God does not have the power of life and death. You do. It's in your tongue. When someone says, God killed that baby, jump up and hit him with a brick. They're talking about your daddy. Your daddy didn't kill that baby. No. Come on, somebody. He's not a killer. No. Huh? Don't let them lie on your daddy. Not everybody going to like it. I've been to some funerals. I think, dear Lord, help me. Well, they sang a song. Gathering flowers for the master's bouquet. They're saying that God reached down and picked a rose by killing that person. You need to be careful what you're saying. God, I've had them say it, God needed another truck driver in heaven. There ain't no trucks in heaven. Amen. Well, when God gets ready, he'll take you. Where's that at? Y'all remember years ago the Wendy's commercial? The old lady, where's the beef? Y'all remember that? Well, I'm going to rephrase that. Where's the scripture? Yeah. Elijah. Elijah didn't die. They're saying when someone died, the Lord took them. No, honey, you have a lot to do with how long you live. Honoring your life, obeying your parents, live long. God don't have a certain day he's going to take you home. You determine how long you live. Power of life, death. I decided to live past 90, then decide. Y'all still around? Paul Begley going to come to town and preach revival. Give the Lord a good shout, everybody. Glory. Glory. I want you to start off practicing by yourself. Catch up with your praying. Start saying 4 times more than you pray. Start saying, when nobody hear you, turn the shower up real high. Say, I'm heavily anointed. I said all the time. I say, I look in the mirror, I say, God lives in you. He gave you beauty for ashes. You good looking, sharp minded, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. You live in divine favor. Angels, get up off your duff and go bring finances in. Open doors no man can shut. They're here to carry out your command. Final closing. Hebrews 3. Consider Jesus the apostle of your confession. His ministry today is waiting for you to give him words to work with.
Well, I said it twice.
Listen to me. You deplete the power in your words when you talk 90% negative and then 10% positive. It would be great if we'd on our sermons, we would put on our sermons 10% filler, 25% evangelistically speaking. I mean, stretch it to the truth of 50% filler. You ever heard anybody preach? And they'll say a word, and they'll say, glory to God, and glory to God, and glory to God, and a lot of that's just filler. Had one guy, bless his heart, he's Pentecostal, so he preached with a Pentecostal hack. He couldn't talk without hacking, so he's a hacking. So he making some announcements. He said, don't forget Saturday. On Saturday, oh, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have potato salad. What that got to do with preaching? People get in a mindset that they have to hack even in giving announcements. I got delivered from hacking. God don't have to speak Elizabethan English. He can talk American. Amen. Did y'all get anything to that? Just stand on your feet. Just raise your right hand. I want you to say this out loud. I speak now by the Spirit of God. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God has made me a conqueror. He always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I fight the good fight. I say it, and God brings it to pass. My job is to believe. His job is to bring it to pass. I'm going to increase my saying. I'm going to say what the Bible says. Not how I feel, not what I see. I'm going to speak what I believe. I am a believer. I am a believer. I'm a doer of the word. Victory is mine. Jesus is my Lord. I am healed. I am well. I am healthy. I am wealthy and heavily anointed. Now go ahead and shout and praise him for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Bless the Lord! Bless the Lord! Bless the Lord! Now turn and shake hands with somebody and tell them, I got it, 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 I got it. You go ahead and be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe this stuff. I do. I said, I do. Somebody said, why faith? Because God operates by faith. He'll always operate by faith. Now, you're not on the level to create planets yet. But we've got eternity to practice. 100 trillion years from now, I might say, light me. And create a basketball. I'm getting better and better. And better, the best is yet to come. I said, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. If you've ever noticed, we first started coming over here, that little boy right there was real small, and now he's married. That blows me away. Married? Kids. Grow up. It's your fault you keep feeding them. But time goes by so fast. Few more days and we'll be out of here. Just a few more days. We're not going to do this forever, folks. Just a few more days and the trump of God is going to sound and the dead in Christ shall rise up and we the alive remain shall meet him in the Lord. This is not a fable. This is not a fairy tale. This is reality. The Lord Jesus is going to come and pick us up and take us to our eternal home. This is real. This is real. His word is settled in heaven forever. every jot, every tittle shall come to pass. If you ever think about getting depressed, read the back of the book. We win. We are winners. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I don't know. Is there anybody here that's lost tonight, need to be saved? If you're here tonight, don't leave here lost. If you're here and don't know Jesus, just lift your hand and we'll pray with you. Anybody here need to be saved? Thank you, Lord. It's got to be real to you. It's got to be a personal realization to yourself. Quickly, anybody need to be saved? Thank you, Father. All right, how many believe I preached the truth? Then let's take up a great big love offering for our guest speaker. Kind of went down in the polls like Hillary Clinton. Just sunk in there. I kept getting this over and over. I don't know if I ought to say it or not. Should I say it or leave it alone? I believe the Lord had me say it. If every family will come together, husband and wife, and agree and shoot, set a goal to give $300 per family. If you can't do the best you can this week. There's nothing we can't do if we pull together. Huh? That way it's not hard on anybody. Somebody say amen. Now, when I'm in Canada, I love Canada. I love Canada. But the only thing is, when I go to Canada, see the offering, I think the last offering was the first, I don't know, several thousand dollars. But when I come home and traded American money, I lost $7,000. Their money's worth a third less. So when I went to Vice in Saskatchewan, I walked in with $3,000. Canadian walked out with $2,000 American. I got robbed at the bank. But if we're ever going to do this job, we're going to have to step out and do something we've never done before. Let's pray over this offering. Father, tonight, you know what they need. You know, I keep seeing this over and over and over. So let them do with it whatever they want to. If they don't want to give, that's their choice. I speak divine increase in people's lives that will obey the unction of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. If you're making out a check, make it out to the church, or make it out to Del Begley Ministries, either one. Could we have a couple of ushers, please? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sure got quiet in this Pentecostal church. Y'all shouting a while ago. Real mature people shout during offerings. Woo! Woo! Yeah, you're shouting because it goes to you. No, it goes to my wife. She just lets me go here. Thank you, Father. We've already prayed, blessed it. Go ahead and receive it, gentlemen. If you're making out a check, make it out to Del Begley World Outreach, or make it out to the church, either one. If you're making out a check, you give it to God, it'll go to our account. By way of announcements, we do have a website. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitter, Facebook. Join us, follow us. You won't see me, and I'm not saying I'm better than other people. But I see so many preachers get on there and put out what I call hype. Brother, we're having a miracle move of God. They got 12 people. There's a difference between hype and talking faith. Hype builds you up. Are you listening to me? You don't have to exaggerate to get God to do something. So I stay away from hype. I don't like a lot of people are doing. But it is a good tool. You can use it, Facebook, Twitter. I was talking to Pastor today. How many here have a smartphone? The rest of y'all got dumb phones? If you have a smartphone, come in January, we'll start emailing our messages out, our sermon. It can go to your smartphone. You can hit that button on your email. It will start playing on YouTube. If you got Bluetooth, you can listen on radio going down the road. You don't have to take it and put a CD in, slow down over railroad tracks. Huh? usually stop it and pause it and back it up and listen to it again. I mean, God is making it so convenient for us. There's no reason we shouldn't be filled up with word. Amen. On fire for God. How many's receiving something that was revival? The spirit of faith speaketh. Start on purpose. By yourself if you need to. Start speaking more what God says. You might feel weak. You might feel sickly. Say I'm healed. Say I live in divine health. Start saying what you want, not what you have. Now listen to me. As far as you look, Satan will try to suck you into talking, my kids don't listen. Turn that around. Is that what you want? No, they quit saying it. Say, my kids listen. My kids go to church. My kids are anointed. My kids are called. Huh? They may not be at the time you're saying that. But give God something to work with. I know preachers has gotten saved in beer joints. Put their saxophone down, quit playing music in their van, and got saved and become a preacher. If God can save somebody in a beer joint, he can save your kid, folks. You might have put a stretch on him to save your mother-in-law, but he can stretch. I thought that was good. Pastor, would you come bail me out while I'm still alive here? Did y'all get anything tonight? Give our pastor a hand clap, everybody.